We're learning Klal Tesvav, which deals with the Malacha of Zora. We pointed out that the Chayadim is Chayashir for the Ramah, at least going to the Asim Rabbanan, to use the wind to spread something. And even if it's a case where a person has no interest in that happening, still one should refrain from doing so. So a few points over here. First, over here we have a fascinating halacha chiddush that the person is going to be held responsible for the wind. And many times you find the Hilchos Mazikin that the action which are done by other karchas other than the person himself are called the grama. And here we're saying that the person is going to be chayev, the malach of Zara person is chayev for that which the wind, he uses the wind to winnow something. So that itself is very bechiddush. The Mura asks this question in Baba Kama Dav Samach, and the Mura says, in the final teretz, the Mura brings forth to Ritzim, and the Mura in the final teretz says, that malachas machshev is also taru, even though by menzikin such a case would be potter, but when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, since this is the person's intent, and the person understands that this is a normal thing to do, this is a normal way to use the karech which exists in the Bria to accomplish something, for Hilchos Shabbos, that's enough to be chayiv. So that plays out in many areas nowadays. We as we start normalizing different types of actions which are not direct, which are indirect, do they become malachas when a person is going to be doing that? So a person is using a sensor to flush the toilet. So that's called him flushing the toilet. By him moving away and causing the sensor to flush the toilet, a person uses the sensor to turn on the water. So those are things which are mechanical. But the sensor part of it is electric. But what you're doing is mechanical. But you're using this kayak to do something that might be considered your maisim. That's the first point we want to touch upon over here. The second one we want to touch upon over here. If a person wants to take, say, spray deodorant, and it's inside of a can, it's a liquid inside of a can, and as it comes out under pressure, it sprays out in all directions. Like anytime you have something which is released, which is under pressure, it like sprays all over the place. Would that go into this concern that the Chayyim was talking about? Most poskim said that's not true. Over here, the issue is dafka zora, where there is a wind, and the wind is being used to spread something. Over here, it's not the ruach which is causing this to happen. That which it breaks its part into small particles and flies around is due to the pressure which is inside, and that does not approximate the malacha of zora, and it's not going to be a problem. And that is. The seems to be the majority of the poskim have that approach, and they allow. This includes the Mishnah Yitzchak and the Shevet Levi, and they quote in the name of Rav Moshe that all of them held it was mutter. Shem Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, they all held it was mutter. There are some poskim which are machmer, but that seems to be the accepted pesach in that regard. That being said, if a person is actually using actual wind to spread something, a person should avoid that because of the sheets of the Ramah and the Chayyadim, which says that it's at least Aster Mirabanan. So that's the Malach of Zora. Again, this is seemingly not like the Babli's understanding, so that's why it's only Mirabanan, because according to the Babli, would be in most sense the Rabbanan. The Yishalmi is saying that a person is Chayyab, but we're cautious for the Yishalmi to the extent at least that's going to be Aster, that a person should not be doing things when the wind is going to take what the liquid that they're putting out there and spreading it. So a person is pouring water over the merpeset in order to sell. And it's a windy day, and the wind's going to take the water and spread it. So arguably, the Ramah would say that in that case, one should not do so. It's the Darshani Miskaven. It's a psikration of Lonicha, the person has no interest at all in the fact that it spreads or goes straight down. It's a psikration of Lonicha, in the Rabbanon, so in the Rabbanon, it's still going to be Yasser, unless it's the trade Rabbanon, which is going to be Mutter. Okay, so that's the Malacha of Zerubesh, and we will move on in the next year to the Malacha of Barer. And meanwhile, have a good day.